You know, when sometimes when you're looking at the Word of God and something comes to you and you think, well, where did that come from? It's a God's thought. And God puts things into you. I find it strange to me because Andrew preaches a lot more than me. I'm not altogether comfortable to stand in front of people, but Andrew preaches a lot. When he preaches, he has the word from God. I preach a lot less, but when I preach, I look for a word from God, and I don't plan an itinerary of what I'm going to say, but sometimes I'll get a seed of a thought of an idea. Sometimes I get a whole load of stuff, and then I'll sit down and it sort of comes together. I must admit, I don't find it hard in the sense that when I get something, it becomes easy. The struggle is if I didn't get anything, then I wouldn't like to manufacture something. That wouldn't be right. So it's important that we sort of just get hold of what God wants us to say and to share. That's it. You're doing a great job. We're not used to it when it's 30 degrees. Yeah, it's usually cooler in the church building, but I don't think it's that much cooler in here today. Anybody else? Have you got one, Edwin? Are you? Yeah, right. Just put them on the table. If there's any more, yeah. Thank you. Just put them on the table, and then if anybody wants to come and get one, they can do. Thank you. Yeah. Right. Thank you. It's nice for thirst to be a problem because of the heat. It doesn't happen very often, does it? Hallelujah. Right, so today I want to talk more towards the young people and the new Christians. Because in the natural, I'm a father. And I want to talk as a father towards the younger people. Because we're all on a journey. We've all started on a journey. And life is a journey. And we can see stages in that journey. We went to a graduation celebration yesterday, and how many were it? Two? No, I mean, the people that were actually, were a couple of dozen? 20, 25 or so that were graduating from 3 years at Bible College. We went specifically to see Daniel and Martin graduate, but it was wonderful to see certainly a cross section of people. So it was lovely to see that. Have you ever thought, and he mentioned something about it, when he went to Bible College, when he went to start at Bible College, I wonder what he was thinking. I wonder what Martin was thinking, what was going through, going into this new environment, this new challenge. There's some words in the Bible that we come across occasionally, or a couple words. One is steadfast, one is holdfast, there's another establish. These are things that are guidance statements in a way. I say we were talking about, I mentioned about Everest, and I want to take us through a little bit of an analogy to show us what we need to be aware of. Because it says in Galatians 5:7, it says, "You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?" So that there are snares in the world that, if we're not careful, can grab us. Now, if you think about Everest, when people go to climb Everest, they go first of all to base camp. Now, base camp is sort of part way up Everest. It's more towards the bottom than the top, so it's got the base camp. They go there to get acclimatized, to take their equipment, to get experience ready for the assault on the summit. But they start at base camp. Remember that term, base camp. When Martin and Daniel went to Bible college, they had some experience of God. They've met with God, and through Christ they've got the direction in their heart to go to Bible college. When they arrived there, reality would have hit them. But you see, in their lives, they'd established a base camp. They'd established a base camp in their hearts, in their spirit. They got a relationship with God, and it was helping them to stand secure, although they were going into what would have sent an insecure environment, because the unknown to us does seem insecure. So they'd gone to Bible college, and there would have been a number of things going through the mind. Am I going to get through this? What is it? What am I going to have to do? And it's for 3 years. You know, I remember they're going up, starting at year one. How are we going to get through this? Sometimes they would have started in the college with the studies, with the worship, with relationships and everything else. There would have been times when they would have thought, "I can't do this. I can't do this." Well, you see, if you were there yesterday, you will know that Martin was given an award. And they said, it's not for the brainiest, cleverest student. It was for the student that made the most progress. Didn't have to be the top student. And Martin had come from such a difficult background, a difficult beginning, and he achieved so much that they gave him the award of the most improved student. And that did bring tears to my eyes, because it came as a surprise. And we knew it was going to, well, in a sense, we half thought it might be, but suddenly they said, "Well, he's got a Scottish accent." And as soon as he said that, yes, yes. But it was tremendous. But you see, Martin had established a base camp in his life. Now, that was so important, because, you know, when they go and they climb Everest, They'll set off from base camp. They might go a little way, try it, test it, and they'll come back to base camp. Sometimes they'll make a full assault on the summit, and it doesn't work out for whatever reason. They come back down to base camp. There are some that leave the mountain. Some will leave the mountain. They'll go and leave the mountain. That is when they fail. They leave the mountain because they haven't got a base camp. They won't stick at base camp. See, each of us in our lives with God need the base camp. We need the secure foundation that Jesus puts into our lives, because we've got to come against challenges all the time. particularly, I was thinking of particularly the young people. See, when we set out on journey as Christians, there's a spark and enthusiasm. But when you're running a long race, those that run the marathons, you know, for the first 5, 8, perhaps even 10 miles, it might be fine. Then the hit a bit of a wall. They have to break through that if they're going to race for the full distance. And it's so easy for us as Christians. We set off so eager in what is a long, long race with lots and lots of difficulties against us. And if we haven't established our base camp with God, then we're going to get knocked sideways and we're going to lose ground and we might end up coming off the mountain. We've seen young people that have come, you know, to make decisions, and then pressures and other things and even friendship fashions and all that have taken that word from them. If you look at in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3, it tells us what's going to happen around the end times. And it says, know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lust. Now, we know particularly children at school can be very cruel to one another and say very cruel things. And if you're standing out as a Christian in the school environment, you can perhaps take a lot of flack that you don't deserve, but that you're picked on because you're different. You're standing up for something that the majority perhaps don't want to know and don't believe. Because it follows on, it says, and saying, you know, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, it continues as it is. Everything continues just the same. And then it says, for when they maintain this, though, it escapes their notice that by the word of God the heavens existed, and the earth was formed out of water and by water. It's formed by the hand of God. Man is in his intellect has got the idea that he understands everything. But you challenge a person and you say, do you know why you are here? And they don't. They have no answer. They have no answer for that. So I had a word for this base camp that I understand, and the word is consolidation. We need to consolidate our faith in God so that when we get the knockers and the people that would trying to pull us down or pull us away, our strength in Christ is enough to keep us in and through those situations. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23, it tells us, it says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Christ has promised you and me to keep us and hold us. The pressures on the young people, especially in the school, are so great. You know, I'll just tell you a little bit of when I got saved. And I mean, I was really in my mid-20s, past my mid-20s really. I'd been brought up in the Methodist Church. I knew all church procedure. I knew all how you behave in church and everything else. And for some reason, and I still can't understand this, I never saw the real message of salvation. I, as far as I can say, I knew you to be good, you to behave well, and all these things. And but the relationship side of knowing Jesus, for somehow I missed that. So when I got saved, it was like a sugar rush. So much happening all at once, such a change. And I was rushing forward, and I was giving testimonies here and there, and one thing and another. And then suddenly, I pulled myself up, and I thought, it's running faster than I can keep up. I need to consolidate where I'm at. What do I believe? What do I understand? What do I know? And I needed to gather myself and really establish my base camp. Because I had to establish my base camp within the faith. That's where I was, and that's where I am, within the faith. So I needed to establish that base camp, because I know that if I've got base camp, I can go back to that base camp and I'm still secure in Christ. If I went any lower, then I'm leaving the mountain, and I didn't want to do that. So I stayed there, and I started to establish my own faith at my own pace. I suppose the thing was that you drown on with the enthusiasm of others sometimes, but it's a personal thing. It's a personal growth thing, and sometimes we feel saved, sometimes we don't feel saved. God's word doesn't say that. God's word, He keeps us. It's not according to how we feel when we get up in the morning. We can feel one day great and we'll feel another day rubbish. But God is in the process of changing us. He says He's going to change our whole mind and heart. And it's we growing in Him. So you're there at school, and you're a new Christians. You need to establish a secure base camp in Christ, and you will already have had ups and downs. You will have noticed in your experience it's not one level growth in Christ. And when we have the dips and the challenges, often we can think it's us. Oh, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? But I think it's part of the growth. Because we're not consistent people. We're not consistent in our emotions. And if our friend suddenly says, "Oh, I'm not coming to church anymore," it knocks us, because, you were coming along with me. But no, my work is with Christ. Although I'm upset at my friend not coming, my work is with Christ. And I need to stick with that. So the hostile environment and the mockings and the discouragement, I need to establish something in my life that stops me from being knocked away by these things. And that is having the base camp in Christ. See, Psalm 53 verse 1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." So when the fool comes to me and says, there's no God, you can't prove it, you can't. They can say what they want to say, but my heart's got to reach out to God, and I'm staying with you, Lord. That's where my future is, that's where my present is. And no matter what happens around, I'm sticking with you. Even when the things get rough. You know the parable of the sower? Some got sown by the roadside, and the birds came and ate them. Some got on rocky places, and it sprang up, but there were nowhere to put the roots. in the rocks, so they had no depth of soil. Some others grew up among the thorns, so the thorns sort of strangled them. But some grew up in good soil. And I encourage you, make sure you get your life in good soil. There's lots of things that will pull us one way or another. And they'll try and destroy what God is doing in our lives. And if you're going through a difficult time, even now, if you're struggling with your faith, it's part of the journey. Don't condemn yourself because you're struggling in your faith. It's part of growing. It's part of learning. And because God has taken us through, there are the things that we have to face. The principle of going around the mountain, there are certain things that we need to learn on our journey, and we don't always learn them the first time. So we'll get to a point and God will take us down the mountain, and we haven't learnt it, so he'll bring us back and we'll go round again. And we'll, until we learn the principle, might not be our same exact experience, but the principle that God is teaching us will take us round and round until we learn it. It's important that we plant ourselves in good soil. And that, we've got to think about our friendships, our relationships, what we do and what we don't do. See, one of the problems with the one where it says in Galatians about you were running well, who injured you? Well, they were trying to bring a load of laws and rules and regulations in that took away the power of God. We're saved because Jesus has saved us. Nothing we can do can improve on that. And they were saying, well, you know, if you do this, if you do that, and then you'll be saved. No, Jesus says, you're saved. You're saved. Be secure in that. And just learn to follow me. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19 says, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil. The hope we have in God is an anchor for our soul. It's a base camp. Don't forget your base camp. Don't go running off down the mountain away from God. Keep moving. If you're struggling, find someone that you can talk to and share with about your problems and your difficulties. See, if you look back into the Old Testament and you go back to the days of Abraham really didn't have anybody to consult with other than God. And God tells him to get up from where he lived, take his whole family and slaves and or everything else with him. God wasn't telling him where to, he just told him he was taking him somewhere. So Abram had to get up and go. And if you look in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10, it says about Abram, it says, for he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. We are looking for the city that has foundations. And that is only, you're only going to find that in Jesus Christ. He's the only one that has that city. Because it says in Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16, it says, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation, firmly placed. That's Jesus. He who believes in it will not be disturbed or disappointed. Keep your eyes on Jesus. If you're struggling to establish a base camp, sit and think where you've come from and where you are now. It's surprising the progress you will have made. You'll not be all perfect. We're not. There's none of us perfect. We're all learning as we go along. But don't walk off the mountain. Because when those people go to climb Everest, it's achievement in itself to go up to base camp. It is a greater achievement to be able to leave base camp and go even higher. Martin and Daniel have found that a real challenge. We don't know what they've gone through over the 3 years. We've just had snippets. But on their journey, they will have had lots of battles, encounters, all sorts. And they will have people that they could go to talk about things when they've been struggling. People that have mentored them through that time. But you see, they've scaled the mountain. It may be that now that their base camp has moved higher. Because they've experienced so much, they've committed so much, they've loved so much, they've fought so much, and it's taken them higher, higher up the mountain. People will still knock, people still challenge, but in their hearts, they'll know that they are on the right road. They are on a journey that Jesus Christ has put them on. However, just to finish with, there's a hymn. It sort of came to me a little bit earlier today, actually, and I'm not quite sure I've got the words quite right, but it's only two lines of it. You'll be able to help with this. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. If you're standing on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, remember, all of the ground that you could go onto is going to be sinking sand. Keep on the solid rock. Establish that base camp and make sure that is the minimum. Don't walk off the mountain. God's put you there. God's put you there to make you complete. So just stick with it. You know, some of us have been Christians longer than others. But the challenges don't get less. In some ways, they get more. The more you try to break through to higher ground, the more difficult it can become. I remember, I don't know whether it was a dream or what, but I've shared it before. I had this picture of climbing up a mountain, and the stairs finished. There were steps up the mountain, and the steps finished. And I got to the top step, and I'm being told, come on higher, come up higher. But God, there's no step. I can't go any higher, there's no step. He says, you put your foot up there, and there'll be a step. So as I went higher, every time I went up, there was a step. I couldn't see the step till I put my foot on it. And we can be like that. We can look higher up the mountain and think it's out of our reach. But who knows where God's taking you? Who knows where God's taking me? But we're going to find out where we stick on the rock. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Amen.
Thank you for that, Ken. It was very encouraging, wasn't it? Well, very encouraging, very challenging. There's always a higher ground.